We are so glad you're joining us for Table Talk, where we dive a little deeper into Sunday's message. At Northridge, we exist to help people move closer to Christ. We believe that following Jesus is a journey, and we want to help you through that journey any way we can. And now, join two of our pastors for today's Table Talk.
Hey everyone, welcome to Table Talk. My name is Megan and I'm here with Allie, our outreach pastor. And today we're going to be talking about the message from our most recent guest speaker, Tim Smith. And he spoke to us about out of Romans chapter 13 mm-hmm. and through a message called A Brand New Brand. Mm-hmm. And our brand as Christ followers is to love. So Allie, tell us what stood out to you on Sunday.
Well, so much stood out to me mm-hmm. on Sunday. And listeners, if you haven't gone back and listened to the sermon on Sunday, if you weren't here, we would really encourage you mm-hmm. to do that, because it was a wonderful message. It was a wonderful word. And it's just something that I really would encourage you to go back and listen to. We are only going to touch on a few things mm-hmm. from his sermon, but there was a lot of good stuff. But the one thing really that stuck out to me was that, this ultimate fulfillment of the law is love, mm-hmm. and to love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. And, we always hear this. We've heard this since we were kids. Yep. We've heard this since we were kids, love your neighbor as yourself. But I think that when we really, and that's what Tim does in his sermon, is he really dives deep into what that means,
yes.
what it means to love your neighbor mm-hmm. as yourself. And so I heard a song the other day by Danny Gokey mm-hmm. and loved this song. But it resonated with me that this really is simple. This mm-hmm. concept is simple if we keep it simple.
Yes.
But he says, keep it simple, bring it back to ground zero, love God and love people. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. And so, and Tim just highlights in Romans 13:8, he says, love fulfills, or the scripture says, love fulfills the law. Let no debt remain outstanding except for the continuing debt to love one another. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out that one word that sticks out is continuing.
Yes.
So we're always called to love. Mm-hmm. We're always going to be called to love mm-hmm. until we leave this earth. And it's a continual debt. You know, Tim goes into a lot of, owing debt to people as in terms of monetary value. Mm-hmm. But this is a different kind of debt.
Yep.
This is a debt that we all owe to one another. Mm-hmm. And it's continual. And it's every day. And it's something that we have to be mindful of every single day.
Yeah.
So that really stuck out to me.
Well, and I think the part that stuck out to me was when he was talking about 1 John 3:16. Is like, this is how we know what love is. Mm. And he points out that we are always ready to, Jesus is always ready to give us grace instead of what I deserve. And I think that goes back to how easy it is for us, how easy it should be for us to love others. However, we have a hard time understanding how Jesus loves us.
Yes.
And so I think that makes it difficult for us to love others as he loved, because we don't truly get it. We don't truly understand that feeling.
Right. We don't truly understand the love that he, we talk about it all the time, mm-hmm. right? He essentially took all of our sin mm-hmm. and on the cross mm-hmm. died for us, and it was finished.
Yeah.
Yet every single day we pick back up some of the things that we know we shouldn't pick up.
Exactly.
And when we pick those things back up, we're not able to love others mm-hmm. like we should.
Right.
And if we would just let those go, mm-hmm. then I think that would be so much easier. But that Tim points out a word called agape.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just that unconditional, sacrificial love mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ showed to us.
Right.
Right. And we can't even fathom what that is. Mm-hmm. You know, the most loving person that I think of, and there's a few that I'm, I don't understand the love that comes from their heart, you know, sometimes. But, you know, that agape love is just that love that we cannot fathom, that, you know, that Jesus died for us because he loved us so much. Mm-hmm. You know, we love because he first loved us.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just, it really is hard to fathom. Mm-hmm. It really is hard to fathom. So,
well, we kind of talked a little bit about it, but some of us are around people that are difficult to love.
Yeah.
How can we show God's love to somebody who's difficult to love?
Well, we are called to bear others' burdens. Mm-hmm. And, when I looked this up and when I was kind of thinking about exactly what this meant, because, I'm a very empathetic person. Mm-hmm. And so I can carry the burdens of other people on my shoulders sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful because God wants to carry those burdens.
Right.
However, when he says bear the burdens of other people, he wants us to care about the things that are hurting other people, mm-hmm. you know, care about the concerns of this world, mm-hmm. you know, care about the situations and families and things of that nature. We aren't supposed to solve them mm-hmm. all the time. We are called to pray about them,
mm-hmm.
but bear others' burdens is one of the ways that, you know, we can, with difficult people sometimes, you know, we don't need to solve that problem.
Right.
You know, there are boundaries that need to be put into place.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries are healthy.
Yes.
Boundaries are, and I'm learning this myself.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Boundaries are very healthy, and it's something that we have to be mindful of every mm-hmm. single day because, you know, there are some people that will lift you up
mm-hmm.
and there are some people that will drain you.
Yes.
And you have to be mindful of who those people are
mm-hmm.
and you have to be willing to, you know, say no. Which we've talked about a lot.
I don't know how to do that.
We're learning.
We are learning.
We're learning mm-hmm. and we're doing so much better.
I think that's good though. I mean, it's hard for people pleasers, especially because you just yeah. want to do for others and make
yeah.
them happy. And,
yeah.
But boundaries are important. And,
yeah.
and, you know, I think there's a difference too between enabling somebody and carrying their burdens and helping them. Like you said, we yeah. can't solve their problems, but
right.
we can pray for them, we can love them,
yeah.
and we can care for them.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. I also think one of the things that he just mentions is he mentions forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another difficult thing
mm-hmm.
because, you know, there are people a lot of times that will say and do things that, you know, maybe were not intended
right.
to be harmful to us,
mm-hmm.
but we took it as harmful, or maybe it was intended to be harmful.
Yes.
And, you know, Jesus actually commands us to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a hard thing.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing when you've been hurt, or it's a hard thing when, you know, you're not wanting, you know, to forgive that person
mm-hmm.
or to forgive that situation. But I do believe that if we can't let that go, it's the same thing with picking whatever, you know, picking up things that you've already put down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody posted that in our women's group the
mm-hmm.
other day. You know, don't pick up the things that you've already put down.
Yes.
And so forgiveness is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let it go and you have to forgive, because if you pick that back up, you're not able to show people the
right.
love of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Jesus came and said, you know, this is not the 11th commandment
mm-hmm.
that I am bringing to you,
mm-hmm.
which is love. This is the commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers all,
yeah,
all the laws, all the commandments. And so, yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something that Tim pointed out too was that Jesus's love requires things from us. So what does Jesus's love require of us? I think we've kind of talked a little bit about it.
A little bit about it. And I think in addition to trying to love unconditionally, which, you know, he did for us, and sacrificially as he did for us, and trying to be as Christ-like as
mm-hmm.
we can, which we don't succeed,
mm-hmm.
you know, every day. But I do think that what is required of us 100% is to follow Christ mm-hmm. no matter what.
Right.
And sometimes that is hard because the world looks different. The world looks different when you follow Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer that you get to, you know, being aligned with Christ, you're going to find that the harder it is to live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to find that you're going to have to have grace mm-hmm. for people. You're going to have to forgive mm-hmm. and you're going to have to just ultimately follow Christ. And that means listening to the Lord every single moment and walking in his steps and doing what his will for your life is. And, you know, that's an everyday task. Mm-hmm. That's something that we have to do every single day. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Yeah. You have to be intentional about it.
You have to be intentional about it.
And I like what you said that, you look different when you follow Christ mm-hmm. and it might not agree or other people might not agree. And, but you have to follow the Lord
yeah.
and be strong.
Yeah.
Be intentional.
Yes. That's right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there's some practical areas in our life where we can practice this. One of our missions here at Northridge, or our mission here, is that we want to share the love of Jesus where we live, work, and play. And
right.
I think that with this message, it's just a reminder that we can love others, letting somebody in front of you in line or something like that,
yeah.
or
yeah.
At the ball field with your kids, or just everywhere you go.
Yes.
You need to do that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we can all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do not have to work in the church building to do ministry.
Right.
Ministry is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even for us when
yep.
we go out, you know, those of us who do work in the church building
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, there's a lot of hurt in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And people just really want a smiling face,
mm-hmm.
an authentic, genuine person who, you know, cares.
Yep.
And a simple smile or a simple gesture can be more than you know
yeah.
to somebody. And I know that sounds simple and a little cliche because we hear that all the time,
mm-hmm.
but it's so true.
It is.
I heard something the other day that says you can teach the gospel without saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to preach the gospel,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yes, we want people to understand that, but I think they can understand that through our actions,
mm-hmm.
which is agape,
yeah.
you know, love yeah. is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we just have to put that in play every single day.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love all the love. All right. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. We will see y'all later.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for Table Talk. You can keep up with what's happening at Northridge on your mobile device through our Northridge Christian app. If you want to continue to dive deeper with us in this content, please like, subscribe, and share this show.